I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. And today we're talking dopamine menus. We're giving you our dopamine menus and then also a bunch of ideas, ingredients, if you will, activities to kind of have on your plate to give yourself some daily dopamine as well. We've all heard of dopamine. It's like the happy chemical. People call it the feel-good chemical because of its link to just making you feel good feelings, emotions, positive reinforcement. But it goes even farther than that to, you know, also motivate you to pursue things that you anticipate will lead to reward, because there's a little bit of a habit loop that comes with getting a dopamine release as well. So they're chemicals that are produced naturally by the nervous system. They help you cope with pain and stress, but also make things feel better. So they really do motivate you forward because they make you feel strong or happy. So it's important to be doing things every day that give you a little boost of dopamine.
This is the same shit repackaged. Every few months, it's a new like trend, wellness trend that goes off the charts viral. And it's like energy givers.
Similar thing, different way to look at it.
Dopamine menu. I'm trying to think of the other ones. It's the same thing. Every single time is the same thing. Just like small habits, things that can brighten your day, things that you enjoy, things that are not necessarily part of your required daily routine. There are things that you're like making sure you get or putting actual effort behind.
Well, I guess some of them should become required in your routine for yourself, like as a personal requirement.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the thing that's special, I guess, about all of these that make them actually give you some dopamine is the fact that they're not your typical things, like going to work, tasks that you've been given.
Right, it's not your responsibility. Like they're tasks
that you give yourself, or like habits that you give yourself, or extra things that, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if you don't do them, but
it's going to make your world a lot better if you do.
It's going to make your world if you do.
It's going to rock your world. The good thing is, it's not that hard to get some dopamine releases throughout the day. There are a lot of little things we can do, a lot of things you probably already do. There are also, you know, bigger things, things that might take up a bigger chunk of your day and be this much larger habit that are going to just help you have that daily release of dopamine and like that daily feel good moment. But there's a lot of little things that you can have on what people on the internet right now and what we're going to call a dopamine menu. So out of all of the possible things that you can do to release dopamine, what is your own menu of the things that, you know, fit into your routine, that get you excited, that sound good to you off of this menu, those things that you already do or want to do? That's going to be your dopamine menu, those things that you can reach to when you need a quick pick-me-up, when you want to start your day on the right foot, when, you know, you're feeling good and you want to feel great. All of these things are what you can reach to make yourself feel a little bit better. So we've split these up into categories of, it's kind of silly, but looking at it from a menu perspective, like appetizers. So some of those smaller things that kind of I see as getting the ball rolling. A lot of these things kind of coincide with the beginning of the day, but obviously can come at any time. A main meal, some of those bigger ones that can be tailored to you, but that should take up a somewhat larger chunk of your time and be something where you do one or two or three of these every single day to really take that bigger action. Desserts, like something that is not necessarily going to be something on the daily, but is just a little bit more special and feel good, you know, it can be a little extra sometimes. And then, you know, some sort of drink or a nightcap. I'm thinking like tea when I say that, like a peppermint tea to go to bed. Those super relaxing kind of end of day sort of dopamine feel good releases. So before we get into all of the ideas that we have for you guys and what our dopamine menus are, let's do our highs, lows, and goals for the week. And Catherine, hi.
Oh man, my high. I went to Post Malone. That was pretty good. I feel like I've just had a very packed week and it's been good stuff. It's been exhausting and we'll get to that in my low. But pretty good week. I had a lot of like work socialization, which is always super fun. And I just like that part of my work. It's kind of fun having work where like, I mean, we both kind of work for ourselves and we do a few different things to make up our full-time job. Mm-hmm. And so it's always nice to like feel fully embedded in what you're doing. And I mean, obviously that goes for everything you do, but I know for me, and if you're like in school or working on a couple different projects, whatever it is, it's always interesting to be like, yay, I have my hands in a ton of different stuff, but I don't feel like I'm completely embedded.
Like you're super wide, but not very deep into any one of them.
Yeah. So sometimes when like I'm in the zone or like fully embedded in everything, it's super fun. It just like makes me like what I'm doing even more. So that was really fun. I also went to Post Malone, which was, I didn't say, yay, I'm going to Post Malone. I like cut some of the Gaga songs. What the fuck do you know about Polaroid? I don't know all the Post Malone. Do you not know that, Kanye West?
No. Goes,
when Lady Gaga was the creative director of Polaroid.
Oh.
Kanye West was like, I do not know this. I like some of the Gaga songs, but what the fuck do you know about Polaroid?
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I don't know any of, like, Post Malone, legend. He's not one of my, like, favorite artists just because he's not one of my favorite artists, you know? I'm not like a diehard fan.
Are great. Like some of his songs are in a running playlist, phenomenal. Some of them are in a chill playlist, yeah. But like I don't know all of his music.
My point being, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to know all the songs. I was just going with my friends. Had my friends not been going and asked me to go, I likely wouldn't have gone. Time of my life, it was awesome. He played so many old songs. Candy Paint.
Aww.
That was the one I was so excited about. And I got there late, right on top. Lambo draws a new walk drop. If you're busy putting on what I got, kick in your door and swat you that. $100,000 on the table, top half, price my whips and price my... I don't actually know all the words. Anyway, I was a little late. So I think I missed like 3 songs.
Aww.
Not on purpose. There was standstill traffic.
Oof.
And I should have gotten out and walked, but I had a bunch of stuff. And I didn't. So I missed 3 songs, but I got there right as he started playing Candy Paint.
Oh,
and then
nice.
That and there some... Like, that was the only one that I was allergic. Like, if I miss this
do you
one.
Do that?
No. Oh. I don't know.
Allergic.
I don't think so. But so much fun. And I got a merch hoodie and t-shirt. I actually don't know where the t-shirt is. Somewhere.
I thought they were actually decent for merch. They didn't look too merchy.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
They kind of looked more like graphic.
I love it.
Tees and hoodies.
I'm so happy with my purchase.
I liked it. I think... I will say my high of the week. I went for a run this morning before we were recording this, and I ran 9 miles outside, and I did it, like, I just felt really chilling, and it's so up and down. Sometimes I feel great, sometimes I don't. I was feeling a little injured the last week or so I took some time off, so I just haven't been on my feet quite so much, and I was like, okay, long, slow one, it's the weekend, I'm gonna do that, and I felt so good. I did the 9 miles straight, and it's the second time I've done that in my half marathon training, but I looked back, and my pace was 25 seconds faster this time, even though I was still keeping it in, like, a zone 3 heart rate. So my average heart rate was the same, but my pace dropped 25 seconds, which was like, whoa, my fitness level is, like, getting better, because you know what I mean? Like, there'd be no way it would be possible to run faster but keep the same heart rate if I wasn't improving, so... That was exciting to feel good doing that and to actually see some improvement because consistency actually pays off. Who knew?
Crazy. My low of the week is that I have just been so busy. I haven't had a second to breathe. I know.
Let's do it together.
No. I'm all set. But I've also haven't had time to like go to the gym. And I don't say that as like, oh, it's an excuse. Genuinely, I just haven't had time to go. Like, I'm up at 6 a.m. and I haven't been getting home until like after midnight, and I do it again the next day. That was this week. It was just a crazy, weird week. But it also bothers me that I'm, like, I'm paying for the gym and not going, which is a lovely motivator to get yourself to the gym.
It's true. Feel guilty if you don't. Will you be more free this week? Is that going to be like your every week routine, do you think? Or do you think it was no, like but it's first definitely gonna solid be... week of school?
No, but it's definitely going to be like a really, really difficult semester. But that it's like 2 months of my life and I'm done with school and can move the fuck on.
My low of the week is I feel like I'm lugging so much around in the city that anytime I'm walking, I am just carrying something heavy and I can't even enjoy it because I have just bags full of things. I live like in a walkable area from a lot of places I want to go, but not walkable enough that I want to be going and coming back and going and coming back multiple times a day. So I feel like when I leave the house, I have to bring my computer and my work stuff. I have to bring my gym stuff. I have to bring whatever else I need on hand. And then I'm just carrying around heavy bags all day. And like earlier this week, I went to work and I had to bring some samples of like shoes and clothes back. So I had a big bag plus my own bag. And then I had to meet my family for dinner. I didn't have to. I got to meet my family for dinner. But I was walking the streets, lugging two heavy bags. And I just showed up. Like,
she walked
winded,
in like she was about to like, swing my on someone. Back it was hurts. So funny.
And so that's kind of been bothering me is like I'm walking so much in the city. Love that I can walk everywhere. But I need a solution for like not having bags and backpacks like weighing me down all the time just because I always have like so much stuff to clunk around. It's kind of my low. I'm a bit frustrated with it. I'm going to break my back.
My goal for the week following that is just independent time. Like not working, not doing tasks, independent time, not like whatever. Going to the gym, go for a walk without actually. The last time I went for a walk without actually like using it as a mode of transportation.
Yeah, can't remember it's kind of been a while. Can't remember it. I was going somewhere.
And I think back to like the first year post-COVID, we were at, no one was doing anything with their lives. It was crazy. I was going on like six walks a day.
Yeah, really. What were we doing?
Nothing. No one was doing anything.
We didn't have anything to do. Yeah, we went on so many walks. I could do a solid walk just for a walk every day.
Like
hours. Now I'm walking a ton, but it's just commuting.
Wow. And it's just, it's so different. I know, I thought about that today. I was like, damn.
I think my goal is more productive work from home time. Because this past week, like, my work from home tasks were kind of a bit all over the place and creative, and I was filming some things and, like, kind of back and forth. I kind of just want to, you know, sit at home or sit at a coffee shop and just kind of lock in and check some boxes this week. That sounds nice. The two biggest categories that release dopamine are exercise and laughter. And, you know, you might be thinking, those are really big categories. Well, yeah, they can be brought to you in a lot of different ways, which is where this menu comes to be. There's a lot of different ways that, you know, you can smile and laugh. There's a lot of different ways you can get exercise. And there are also many other ways outside of just those two buckets that you can get dopamine to and just make yourself feel good. So starting with appetizers, these are kind of best at the beginning of the day. A lot of them are, but I kind of see them as like pre-rituals, like they are things that kind of set you up for doing bigger things later. They're things that get you feeling good with a really quick action so that you can piggyback off of that and stack it with some other things. So number one is it has to be sunlight exposure because so many things are tied to sunlight exposure, getting outside, but also the act of exposing yourself to sunlight in itself gives you a release of dopamine and makes you feel good. And there's tons of research saying how important that is in the beginning of the day, like for your circadian rhythm so that all of your hormones and everything is like functioning properly so that you can get good sleep. And also, you know, it's just going to give you this spike at the beginning of the day that's going to motivate you to stay outside, to stay feeling good for the rest of the day. And so that brings me to the second appetizer, which is getting outside. Because getting outside could mean absolutely anything, right? Just by saying getting outside, it's not one of those big ticket, big menu items yet. It's literally just the act of getting outside, touching some grass, breathing some air, getting a little bit of sunlight. This could be 5 minutes in your morning. This could be opening a window in the morning to let some sun in and breathe the fresh air. And if you can't just like, you know, go step outside. So sunlight exposure and getting yourself exposed to the outside, those are two very strong ways to start your day. Another appetizer that I was thinking of is drinking something cold. There's such a rush that I get from like a cold ice water, cold electrolytes, and iced tea.
We actually just got an ice machine because our fridge doesn't have an ice machine. And I was like, you know what? An ice machine is excessive. Like, why not? We can freeze water. You know, we can do it manually. I love this thing.
All of your drinks can be cold.
I don't need ice. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. Such a good device to have. An ice machine. An ice maker.
Now that you have ice, everything's awesome. Changed.
I'm drinking so much water.
Yeah. There's something so much more refreshing and like life-changing about like an ice cold beverage rather than something just lukewarm. Take anything, make it ice cold. It just is that much better. And I know that when I drink like a cold glass of water, lemon water, iced tea, anything like that in the morning, you know, even iced coffee, but you should definitely.
Starting to learn Mandarin on Rosetta Stone is such a core memory for Caroline and I. I remember when our dad first started traveling for work and was using Rosetta Stone himself, we'd hop on the computer after him and do the lessons too. Fast forward, we ended up moving to Hong Kong and learning Mandarin, and it actually became such a core part of who we are. Languages connect you to people, maybe your family or new friends, and to cultures so strongly. I think language learning is such a lifelong hobby, which is why Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership is so amazing. I'm using Rosetta Stone all over again now to brush up on my Mandarin and get my skills back to fluent. Rosetta Stone has 25 languages you can learn through their intuitive and immersive approach to help you language learn effectively. So don't put off learning that new language. There is no better time than right now to get started. And Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Some water as well. That just starts something in me.
Okay.
So another couple good things that you can do at the start of the day is, you know, skincare and washing your face, giving yourself, like making yourself feel like you have a clean slate, feeling fresh. There's absolutely a difference in how I feel on days where, you know, I have a good face washing and some skincare in the morning versus when I just like splash water and put makeup on top of it and say I'm good to go. Huge difference in making yourself feel fresh and kind of giving yourself a clean slate for the day. So that's why I would say washing your face and some skincare are also great appetizers.
Appetizies. Also on this list that Caroline pulled is pet your animals. And you know what? As someone who has a dog now, it's lovely.
You two dogs, kind of. Two dogs. You have a family dog and an apartment dog.
Yeah, well, everyone knows about Stanley. But in my new apartment, my roommate has a dog. A tiny baby Yorkie. Not baby. It's like two, but it's so small.
And so small. Like, look, like you don't believe that thing's not a teacup Yorkie.
No.
It has to be teacup, but it's not.
It's not, though. It's crazy. I guess it's just the runt or something. But he just, like, is so happy all the time, and it's awesome. And this morning, like, he came out of the dog is a he. He came out of his room and, like, cried at my door. Aww. And so I opened my door because he knew I was in there. I opened my door, and he was like,
yeah.
And sprint
like,
it around.
His little toes like click on the floor and he's just like, choo, 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 choo. Like he's not like yippy.
He's not loud or like yippy.
Cheepy. No. Like cheepy, yeah. Cheepy, cheepy, cheepy.
Chirping.
Chirping almost. He's totally chirping.
Yeah. Wow. But I wouldn't he's say so that's sweet. Like a full, wow, this is going to change my whole day. But it's a little boost.
It's a kickstart.
So that's why it's in the appetizy category.
It's a kickstart. If Stanley runs into my room to wake me up in the morning or if he's like laying down and I'm drinking my morning coffee and petting him, it's grounding. It gets you off to a solid start in the morning if you can take some happiness from their happiness. So now on to the main meals. Those big things where you want to choose one or two or three a day and give yourself a real chunk of, you know, doing something good for yourself, making yourself feel good. And I think a lot of these are being pulled like from that exercise bucket, because that is a bigger thing that you are capable of doing in some form every day, but takes a bit of intention from yourself to do that, but is going to come with a ton of benefits. So exercise in general, you know, any sort of working out that you like to do, whether it's, you know, lifting by yourself at the gym, whether it's a group workout class, it's Pilates, whether you're going outside for a run or a hike or a bike, you know, what are those bigger ways of getting exercise and maybe even getting fresh air at the same time, but like getting exercise for yourself is going to be like the one of the biggest buckets that you want to check every day to get that full, you know, 5-course endorphin menu meal.
A 5-course meal every day.
So for me, what that most likely looks like for me is every day I'm either working out, I'm running, sometimes I'm spinning, or if I'm not doing any of those, I am walking. You know, not a day goes by, very not often does a day go by where I don't at least take a few steps. Even if I'm not, you know, getting my 10,000 steps every single day on a rest day from working out, like I'm either working out by myself, running, on a spin bike, taking a workout class or a yoga class if I can't really push myself to do it on myself, or I'm walking. Like there's something every day that I'm doing to get exercise, whether it's big or it's small. It's just a non-negotiable for me every day. And I know that it's the same for Catherine and probably a lot of you guys as well in one way or another.
I would almost classify those as dessert. So, and I would classify the ones that you have as dessert as main meal, because for me, main meal is like, this is what I'm doing during the bulk of my day. These are more of like requirements, tasks that I need to do that also provide dopamine. And then the dessert, so like clean my room, main meal. Workout, main meal.
Okay, well, I'd clean it.
Cook a meal, main meal. Whereas like dessert would be drawing, hobby, you know, because those are the things that you don't always do. Like you don't always have dessert,
mm-hmm.
but you do it when it's like, oh shit, I want this. Like it's going to be good and not my daily. You know what okay. I mean? Not that this actually matters.
You make
but
a good point. Let me switch around some of the categories that I put some of these things in.
And again, all of this is made up and fake. And just it's really just for the vibes. So it's not that deep.
It's like a Pinterest board. You're not tied to it.
Another thing I like that I guess it can be main meal is changing your environment. I know we talk about environment a lot. I'm so heavy on environment. But this is environment as in like third place, not clean your room environment. Or
going to a third place is actually
like,
a good way to put,
yeah.
put this.
I went to a coffee shop this morning because I was like, I just got to get this work done and I haven't gotten it done. So 7 a.m., packed my bags, went to the coffee shop. I think I finished all of my work, which I was really surprised.
That's awesome.
I was so fast.
Did you get to the gym today too?
To shower.
Okay, yeah. That's
to
hey,
steam,
still
to steam
went.
And shower. I was there for a long time, but I didn't work out. I just went to steam and shower. But yeah. So third place, important, because had I been at home, I would have been like, oh, I'm going to just put this off until later. Yeah. But one, getting yourself out of the house puts you in a different environment. I get really calmed by like the chaotic environment of like a big coffee shop or it being loud.
You're not so hyper aware of like what you're sounding like or doing or think like because there's a lot more going on.
No, I don't know what the reason is. It just like is calming. It's externally stimulating. And so like, you know, people listen to music while they work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing for me almost at a coffee shop when it's like loud.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I think any sort of change of environment or putting yourself in a creative environment is a good thing to have on that main dopamine menu. The third place is an interesting concept that I didn't really think about or hear about until recently when I saw, and maybe it was on TikTok, I don't totally remember, people talking about how third places are so necessary for us and is definitely something that we lost during the pandemic and that a lot of people are like still trying to figure out and build back up. But like your third place away from home, away from that second place being work or school, like we all need a third place to go that isn't just our home or isn't just school. So whether that's a gym, a sports team, any sort of club, some other third place that you like to go. And that could also be like a daily coffee shop that you go to, somewhere that you make part of like your ritual, somewhere that you can kind of be a regular at and know is a comfortable place for you to go. Third places are super important and a really great thing to have on hand for when you just need a little change of environment or a little boost.
And then as for your like immediate environment, your own environment, keep it clean, because that's just like, one, the act of cleaning, I think, releases a lot of dopamine.
A lot of people experience that.
Well, I stress clean. So when I start it, it's not out of like, yeah, I'm going to get dopamine from it. When I start it, it's about, I feel like the walls are caving in on me and I need to, and Lysoling the fucking floor is going to solve this right now. And then you know what? It does. Because it's like therapeutic. It's fun. At the end, you feel so much more like relieved. And that to me is a hit of dopamine. Not, oh, I'm going to clean. Yeah, I'm going to go clean now. Because some of these other things, like going to a coffee shop. Yeah, I'm going to a coffee shop now. Like, you get that from the very start. Whereas cleaning is something that I don't think you get until after. So it's kind of harder to start, but like, it's got to be on your menu.
Yeah. So another big way that we can get a dopamine release is through eating food. You know, that's why obviously we associate a lot of foods as like comfort foods, or that like chocolate makes us happy, things like that. And so making yourself like a homemade, nice, healthy meal, not only is the creativity in making it such a dopamine rush, but like eating something good is gonna set off a lot of those happy chemicals, as you will. And I guess there are different ways to look at it, because in a way, eating anything that we think tastes good is going to set those off. But obviously, we know there are like greater benefits overall to just making that a healthy thing and making yourself kind of be receptive to getting those happy chemicals out of healthier things. But so making yourself a healthy meal or a drink, drinking something that you think tastes good is obviously something that we get to do every single day, because we all eat and drink every single day. And so making choices of like what those are going to be, or being intentional about giving yourself a real meal, is also such a good dopamine rush. Desserts are going to be some of those more special things that sound more fun. You can kind of go to them when you just need something a little fun. You need like a real mood pick me up. But they might not necessarily be something you do on the daily. Maybe you do one of them on the daily, like, you know, something from the list every day. But each of them in themselves might not be something that you do every day. Unless it is. It totally could be. One of those examples I feel like is like playing an instrument or a creative hobby. For a lot of people, that could be something you do every day. For me, like, there are a lot of little creative hobbies, like, you know, drawing every once in a while and things like that, that I may just pick up here and there, and it may be more of a special thing for me. But if you're somebody who, you know, plays guitar and that's your little dopamine release, is, you know, playing an instrument every day, drawing, writing, whatever your creative outlet is, that can also be really, really huge. I think music also falls into this category. Even though we do listen to music every day, it's kind of a small special, it's like an added thing on top of the baseline that can make us feel really happy, the music you listen to.
Love Machine Gun Kelly. I do. Role Model just came out with somebody else, a cover of somebody else.
Really good. Sessions.
I've been listening to it on repeat. Again,
I had it too.
Sometimes I like noise. Noise is like calming sometimes. So I've just been listening to that on repeat while I like do my work. Because I don't actually listen to the song. It just like is stimulating in the background.
So music, concerts would be something a little bit bigger. You're definitely going to listen to music every day, but not go to a concert every day. But that's such a fun, special thing. Dancing, whether you're going, having a night out and dancing somewhere and having fun, or whether you're just like hanging out with your friends or by yourself listening to music and you just boogie a little bit. Happens. A lot of people, I also would say a drive. This hits for me sometimes, like if it's like coastal at home and we have the right music. I'm not a huge driver, but for a lot of people, that's a real release, is just like putting music on and going for a drive. Do you experience that?
I like driving, yeah.
You love driving. And then something else I know gives me such a rush of dopamine and just makes me really happy and excited and motivated for the future is planning something. I love getting an idea and planning it. Like if I'm like, oh, it's fall, there's so many things I want to do, then I'll write down like, I want to go apple picking, I want to bake banana bread, I want to do this, and start planning those things that you want to do. That makes me really excited. Or even looking at future travel locations, trying to see like where flights go to, just scrolling Airbnb just for fun. Getting something like that in my head of like looking towards the future or planning something, even if it's immediate, like planning a shower to me is the end of the day.
Yeah, I actually just had this discussion.
Some people shower at the beginning of the day. Every once in a while, if I have to, I do, but not often.
Well, I just always shower after the gym, like after I work out.
Yeah,
but otherwise, night shower all the way, because you take a night shower, you go to bed clean, you wake up clean, you go about your day clean.
Yeah.
Morning shower.
You're going to bed dirty or what?
You go to bed dirty from the whole day.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I know.
Both? Wow, impressive. So that is what we have for all of the ingredients of our dopamine menus. You may be thinking of way more. You may say, wow, you missed so many. Or there may be some here that jumped out at you as like, oh, I love doing that. I should do that more. I should bring that back into my daily routine. Or I'm already doing this and it's making me feel good. So, you know, you just got validated. Congratulations.
Now they always say congratulations.
Work so hard. Someone went to Post Malone. And, you know, of course, there's no real strict formula for this. As long as you're taking care of yourself by doing some of these things and prioritizing them. And like Catherine said, this isn't some sort of like extra bonus list of things that you have to do on top of everything else. Like this dopamine menu is the same thing as thinking about your energy givers, is the same thing that's thinking about some healthy lifestyle non-negotiables. Like it really does all cross over. And so even though these were framed as things that are going to give you a dopamine boost throughout the day, they're also just all those things that are going to keep you feeling good and healthy overall for so many reasons. So
thank you guys so much for listening. While you're here, if you like the show, hit it with a review if you haven't done so already. 5 stars helps so much to get the show out to new people and new people that might like it just as much as you. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, follow along, and always message us there if you want to chat.
Our Instagram's at Girls With Goals Pod, and then each of our personal accounts are Caroline Kanine and Catherine Kanine.
And we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.